Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And there is, a developing story, if not breaking, because yesterday, Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel was asked about the possibility of benching Tua Tagovailoa after a game where it was abundantly clear on, Monday? Mm-hmm. Days running together.
Yeah,
it was Monday night. That Tua Tagovailoa was indeed the mitigating factor with this offense. They asked him, is it possible he could be benched? The quote that he gave was, everything is on the table. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he wasn't lying because earlier this morning, Ian Rappaport gave the report that Quinn Ewers, former Texas quarterback, Longhorn quarterback, will indeed be the starter this week for the Dolphins versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
$54 million. They're paying him guaranteed next year. $54 million.
Yeah.
What a bleep show that wound up being.
Yeah.
That's what the story is. And it goes back to, if you're going to pay a quarter, and it'll never change because the agents are so good and quarterbacks who are good enough, but
yeah,
maybe not
that's,
great.
That's the thing right there. He was good enough where you'd be like, okay, we could keep him around.
Yeah.
But you got to pay him that money. That's kind of like Trevor Lawrence thing.
Yeah. Although Trevor's playing better.
He's playing better. But
it took a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm still not sure that contract is great. We'll see. But good enough quarterbacks should not be paid like this, but they will continue to be paid like
this. I'm actually not sure. I feel like there's two things that have converged. Obviously, you have the likes of Tua Tagovailoa, where that second contract is entire. It looks atrocious. Not just bad. Atrocious.
Yeah.
And then you also pair this with the likes of Geno Smith, who you're seeing this weekend, I believe, according to Pete Carroll. It seems like Geno will be the starter, but more so Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield. You're seeing these quarterbacks that we had previously who would have looked at as at most a stopgap quarterback for a year or two look more viable as options versus these guys that you feel like, oh man, is he right about the old, what I used to call the Andy Dalton line of just a guy that you got to keep no matter what, just because he's good enough, you're not going to find another option. I think that those two trends in the National Football League converge to a point where you go, maybe I don't have to force myself to give Tua Tagovailoa an extension. Maybe I go and I find one of these guys and see if I can make this work for another 2-3 seasons.
That's very tricky, though, man,
yes,
because you could end up like the Browns because people are saying that about Baker Mayfield in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you got rid of him and got worse.
They're general managers and owners are afraid to be embarrassed. You've said it, you know, one way to get to a billionaire is embarrass him.
That's the only way, in fact.
Yeah, that's the only way to get him.
Because you're not getting him with the money.
and so for that reason, I feel like viable quarterbacks, as you talked about, are going to continue to be paid like great quarterbacks. Just because they don't want to be embarrassed. Agents are really good. Hey, the market says this and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, man, it's so tough.
The thing with Tua, he's probably, I mean, we named a lot of quarterbacks. He's probably one of the worst out of all of the quarterbacks, because we used to always talk about Kirk Cousins, how, you know, he played good enough and then playoff time, and then he's AWOL.
Yeah.
But, man, Tua, it don't even look like he could be a starting quarterback
then,
at all.
And then add in the head injuries, the history.
The injuries.
Yes, yeah.
The fact
unplayable.
That the fact that he was out here. Have you thought back to the season that Miami has had off the field?
Yeah.
All of the weird comments that he's made, the meeting that they had that was like a players-only meeting, but also they were litigating in the media, you know, who was invited and whether or not people were showing up and all that. And then he just is so goofy where I think it was highlighted, that interception that he threw, and who was it? Was it Jalen Ramsey that got him? Where he went up to him after the – or what, it wasn't Ramsey. I'm trying to remember who it was that got him on the interception. He goes up to him and tries to dap him up after the game. It's all of the uncomfortable things on top of the very,
he was
very
laughing with Jalen Ramsey after the game.
Yeah.
Kind of rub people the wrong way.
Yeah, and that's been the thing that he's done. So, like, the inability to read the room in addition to being this bad, it's been really problematic for the Dolphins. The thing that I constantly look at is, I know people are like, this was an awful selection and definitely even more so an awful extension. I can't really say much on the extension. When it came to the selection, I still remember, like, we don't have to lie about the history. That dude was a monster at Alabama. Oh, I think that hip injury that he sustained, what was it, Ole Miss?
Mm-hmm.
That robbed him of so much. That's going to go down in my book as one of those injuries that robbed us of a lot of talent to be able to watch in sport.
It was a whole campaign of tank for Tua.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be the number one overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now they're just boxed into a corner. That's a lot of money to make up for.
Yeah, but they can get out from under it after this next season. I think that he will remain on the roster as a backup. Do you agree with this texter that says that Mike McDaniel fired himself by doing this? Because I think I very much disagree. Quite the opposite,
I think
actually.
He might be saving himself. You know,
it's a lot of tape out there to show that, hey, this ain't the quarterback right here. I'm doing everything I can. And the quarterback is holding us back.
And you mentioned it yesterday. They have they're officially out of the playoffs, too.
They are. Both of these teams, them and the Bengals that they'll be playing.
It's crazy. They were still eliminated. In it.
That's my point. They began, after a horrible start, they began to kind of show some things offensively, scheme-wise, some of the things they were doing. You were talking about the running game yesterday. I think he's going to be around. And now it's just a matter of writing this out.
Yeah, no, at 100%. Yeah. And one thing I will also remind you, in most circumstances, the head coach doesn't get to flat out bench a dude with this much money without having some insight from either general manager, which I don't think that they have run right now, or ownership. I have a feeling that this one was run up the chain to see how
better
this would
check
go.
Check in on that one before you make a decision.
I have been actually on this train for quite a few weeks. I think Mike McDaniel stays, and I think he has an opportunity to do something pretty good. The question then becomes, because this would be actually the first time that he gets to, I imagine, he gets some say in who his quarterback is, because he comes in and inherits Tua Tagovailoa, and we know there's only so many jobs. Sometimes you just got to say that you like what the position entails.
Yeah, you remember the big phone call in the airplane? Hey, let's get, when he got hired.
Yeah.
And then, all right, Tua, let's go. We're going to get to work. We're going to be, you know, you're going to be great, you know, et cetera. He inherited him, and for a while he did the best he could with him.
I'm so intrigued as to what a very clear, really good play call in the National Football League, as he's been able to innovate with this team that we've looked at that has not actually been that good, what he does when he has an opportunity to maybe more or less have some input as who the signal caller is for him on offense. That is the thing that I'm most interested in moving forward with the Dolphins next season, is who is their starting quarterback. Because I think with this move, it's abundantly clear that it will not be Tua Tagovailoa. All right, so that's some of the things around the NFL as we continue. Well, actually, before I go there, Quinn Ewers versus the Bengals. How do you feel about that? Do you think that's going to go well?
Well, I mean, Quinn Ewers, I mean, clearly, we weren't sure it was even going to be him that would be elevated.
No.
You know, but I think a good opportunity for him. It's actually a great opportunity for him. They're out of the playoffs, have a chance to see what they can do with this offense. Quinn Ewers has been, you know, more than expected, at least from their perspective, from what I've been reading. So, yeah, I think it's a good opportunity for him.
From one very disappointing quarterback to another who had a disappointing season. I won't call him a disappointing quarterback, but his name is Jaden Daniels of the Commanders. Earlier this week, it was made clear that he's going to be shut down for the remainder of the season. I think it was yesterday he was making comments. Super frustrated are the words that he used to talk about this entire season with the Commanders. He said that the injuries were freak ones that he couldn't avoid, which, I mean, obviously I think you would agree with. Mm-hmm. But they're in this circumstance where incredible rookie year, awful sophomore campaign, not necessarily because of the play itself, but because of the injuries and the circumstances. How do you foresee year three? And I hesitate to make the clear connection to CJ Stroud because I think that the circumstances are very different.
His was injuries.
Right.
Yeah.
But how do you foresee year three? Because I don't know how comfortable I am with the idea that that he's just going to bounce back to everything being well for him and not necessarily because of him.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt because of the injuries. And you know, let's not forget what we saw. And I know we can say that about C.J. Stroud and what he looked like in the second season, but his was not injuries. His was offense and play calling and coordinator and personnel up front. Now, clearly they have some of those issues in Washington, but I'm not going to be out on Jaden Daniels by any stretch.
I'm not out on Jaden Daniels as a player. I'm kind of out on the Commanders because remember that rookie year, last year. They did a lot of making themselves a contender eventually by older veteran free agents. And I mean, you're talking about Bobby Wagner playing middle linebacker for him. A number of other players that you could rattle off where they used free agency and elders in the free agent pool to try and accelerate the growth. I don't know that they've done enough on the backside of that to add undergird talent. Like, if we're going to continue to use the comparison to the Texans, you go and you add talent to, you know, by veterans, the likes of Danielle Hunter, Jimmy Ward, so on and so forth. They've added a lot of young talent that are now very much carrying what this Texans team is in a number of places. And I don't have to mention them. I think, you know, a lot of the players we're talking about, you don't have that same feeling there in Washington. And I've been thinking a lot about this because I was one of the ones pounding the table for why the hell would you not pay Terry, scary Terry over there, the wide receiver for him. That's looking like that's not necessarily a great move. You're sitting in a circumstance where Laremy Tunsil is already considering, you know, what that next contract looks like. And I go,
he's making it clear again.
Right. I don't know how they are to continue to compete and contend around him with the right talent for where he is as a quarterback.
No, I do agree with that. But but to me, that's separate from, is Jaden Daniels still going to be a special talent and gifted at that position?
I think
he will be. The team may not be quite as good and get to the NFC Championship or whatever and all that. But I think he's still going to be a really, really good talent.
But as much as I think we've largely grown on quarterback and somewhat disentangling their play from their team's play, we haven't entirely. And I think a lot of the shine that Jaden Daniels got in his rookie year was because that Commanders team came out of nowhere and really upended our expectations coming in. I think that I have a hard time seeing them doing anything of the sort again in the near immediate future with him. So, like, kind of sad to see a talent like Jaden Daniels in that circumstance, but we'll see what it looks like. He's frustrated, and I imagine there's a lot of fans of sport that are also somewhat frustrated there as well. We mentioned this earlier. The Texans have added to their practice squad some defensive tackle depth. It'll be Michael Harris, I believe it was the name, added to the practice squad for this team at a defensive tackle position. Played in Tennessee for a majority of the season. Hasn't done a lot. A handful of tackles and stuff with 13 games played. I believe he started four. I don't view this as like a big time answer. This feels like more of a depth move. I imagine at the defensive tackle spot, you're going with obviously Rankins and Togiai. I think Naquan Jones has the opportunity to filter in. But the question I have then is, do you think any of these other guys, like a Haguy in NBC, gets the chance to factor in at defensive tackle for your team?
Right, look, I don't mean to sound like Nick Caserio, but at this point, you know, this is going to come down to I'm not going to write him off as necessarily someone who's not going to see the field, simply because they need those bodies in the middle. It could be someone on the practice squad, as you mentioned, could be him. They are all in on rotating the interior defensive line. Somebody's going to fill that role because they just need the bodies.
Yeah. I know that a lot of people on social media, particularly Texans Twitter, saw the Raiders cutting a veteran defense tackle and went, ooh, there's a connection there. Leku Fotu, he's a vet in the National Football League. He was released from the Raiders He played under Matt Burke in Arizona, which is what the connection that got people interested. I went and I watched some of his play there with the Raiders, and he looks like, I mean, he looks like a vet. He, you know, he looks like he can do some solid things. He didn't jump out quite in the same way as when I was looking at Naquan Jones's video film. Of course, I didn't go through the entirety of the season and watch every play, so I don't want to pretend like I made a robust or had a robust look at him. But I do like the player if that's something that they consider in this time period as they're turning over stone.
Well, let's see what the Raiders do with him too. There's also a report that he might end up back with them at some level. Yeah, I'm with you because of what I just said. You need more bodies in there. You're going to look at everybody. You know, the whole had a good week of practice thing might come into play again, you know?
Yeah. So that's what's happening there. Defensive tackle. I know that Casario on with Payne and Pendergast spoke about that. Maybe we get to some of that audio. And a little bit more as we finish out around the NFL here. We have a headliner for Netflix's Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Apparently, you know, the halftime show last year, unfortunately, concerning the game itself. But you had the halftime show. You had Beyonce, and that was really fun. At least it was a small bit of fun when it came to what was happening at NRG Stadium that day.
It was
day.
The whole game.
For some people, it was. I saw them stands.
Too, yeah.
So for some people, they were like, I'm not sticking
Beyonce
around for the
Bowl.
Rest of this.
Beyonce Bowl.
This year, it'll be the Snoop Dogg Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like this? Snoop Dogg performing at the halftime game of Vikings-Lions on Christmas Day in at U.S. Bank Stadium.
I keep waiting for Snoop to be overextended or, you know, for it to run its course. And I'm not there yet. It's like anytime, like a lot of these athletes are like, all right, that's enough. We've seen too much of them. Haven't seen too much of Snoop. I'm in. Why, sure, why not?
I think Snoop is one of those dudes that transcends. I'm still fascinated. And, of course, this is less about the music itself and more about the persona that he's built in media and stuff. Do you realize that we went from Martha Stewart is America's sweetheart to being like, actually, no, we will put Martha away because she went to jail for Snoop Doggy Dogg. Yeah. Do you remember where Snoop was? Like, you will vividly remember where he was early on in his career, in his rap career. He was
fighting a murder case.
Yes. We got him on anything and everything. He is hosting the Olympics.
He got no felonies, right?
Yeah, but that's kind of my point. There's no Snoop fatigue for some reason, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I guess he's just that good.
I am willing to go out on a limb and say, of like any rapper that you could get to do this, I think Snoop might be the most beloved that you could get.
Oh, for crossover.
To bridge gaps of sorts.
Yeah. It's 80-year-old people that know who Snoop Dogg is.
Yes. For crossover, he's perfect.
Yes. Perfect. Yeah. So this feels like a win for the NFL. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it doesn't. 713-572-4610. Let me know. Do you have any interest in the Snoop Dogg halftime show of Christmas Day, which again, 8 days away? Like, it's so weird to remember that being the case. Christmas literally next week. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the NFL. And coming up next, I've been sitting a lot because this game mattered a lot, and we got a last 2 minute report. So first and foremost, do you feel vindicated in the circumstances that came down at the end of Rockets Nuggets? But also, I think there's a couple of thoughts that I've been ruminating on, and I want to run them past you here, John, and dear listener. 713-572-4610. Let's return to the Nuggets Rockets game next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Fig giving you the Christmas vibes, holiday vibes here. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday. It is Wednesday, so we will be giving away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop and the chance to be entered to win a Traeger grill. So that'll happen the 12 o'clock hour. I almost had forgotten. Ain't that wild.
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't forget about the Kuz tickets,
that's
too.
That's right. We're still giving away Kuz tickets.
All week.
Four-pack.
All week long.
Man, what a time, man. It's mm-hmm. it's the holiday season, right? You got to get those vibes.
Kuz basketball tickets, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what other tickets would they be in that moment?
I mean, in the afternoon show yesterday was giving away those the Texas Bowl.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We were just talking about the Texas. I'm super excited for that football mm-hmm. game.
It's always good. It's a great event here.
But it feels like this might be the best pairing that you could possibly get for mm-hmm. that for the in arena. Yeah. In stadium experience to be popping.
On a good day as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday.
It's kind of cool seeing like a lot of LSU fans and all that stuff. Just that purple and yellow.
Yeah.
I will say, yeah, like when it comes to LSU fans, you talk about traveling. They travel.
Yes,
yeah.
They do.
Like they've been.
And a lot live here.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Proximity. Mm-hmm. But you see the. You see the College World Series when they go to Omaha. Mm-hmm. LSU is like the reigning champion by a mile to the, you know, the little, what is it, the Rocco's, the little watering hole where they the Jello shot counter. Mm-hmm. They kill this. So I imagine Houston will be rocking in an additional way with LSU fans, obviously being here, but then also descending upon this. I wanted to return to the Rockets game yesterday because this has been, even with the NBA Cup happening yesterday, still been a talk of some things because the NBA gave us a thing that is shortened to three letters, or actually three characters, the L2M, the last 2 minute report. And I think that this counts as vindication for a lot of folks out here who are looking at the end of that game.
In ways that you may not have thought.
Why do you say that?
Because the fateful call was not on that list.
Yeah, that is fair.
You know,
so there were three, I believe, calls on the last 2 minute report that the NFL or the NBA rather. So what happens with the last 2 minute report? As I probably should explain this, is the NBA goes and they reviews the last 2 minutes of every game. Well, they review all of the game when they you know grade these officials, which does happen. You just don't know what the any accountability is on the other side of it. They don't tell us. But
right.
What they do show us is in the last 2 minutes of the game. If any mistakes were made or if any controversial calls happened, whether they agree or disagree with those. And yeah, with this game, suffice it to say, you might be surprised to find out that no, there were some things that they said went wrong with this. In the last 2 minutes, there was some things that they called incorrect. The big whistle with 2.3 seconds in regulation when a man was called for a foul. That one, the video replay showed that there was contact, so they're saying that that was a correct call.
Yeah,
I think a lot of Rockets fans will still be mad with that because it felt like marginal contact. Mm-hmm. And marginal contact is a word that is used or a phrase that's used frequently in the National Basketball Association to say, eh, we let that go because it's a contact sport. You're going up and down. Things, those things happen. Apparently not in their lexicon there. But there was a foul, or rather a circumstance, where KD rotated to over to help against Nikola Jokic. He was called for a foul. The league says that that block was clean. Mm-hmm. And I think I agree. Kevin Durant was fantastic.
So did he, man, okay.
Yes, he was like, it should have been eight blocks, not five blocks. So that's one of those. Yeah. There was a no call where Alperen Şengün under the basket, mm-hmm. and he gets shoved in the back by Jokic. That's one of them as well. And then the final incorrect call that they had was Amen Thompson when he knocked the ball out of bounds off of Jamal Murray's hands. They called that incorrectly. But yeah. Again, vindication when it comes to, hey, this game felt like it was very poorly officiated down the stretch, and there you go, two-minute report agreeing.
And when I saw this, I went, like a lot of people, thanks? I mean, what does it mean? It means nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything. There's no accountability.
That's why I really don't like it, man.
Yeah,
because
it's like a mini-confession.
It will piss you off even more.
A mini-confession here, I almost don't even want to see it. Like,
yeah.
What does it do?
I've been saying that from the beginning, man.
Yeah.
When it's a bad call that's missed,
yeah.
and it's just like, oh, yeah, here's the report. Yep, yeah. We missed the call.
It's a
that
thanks
was our
for nothing.
Bad.
We can do mini confession and a thanks for nothing
yeah.
from Figgy's mixtape.
Like, all right, we know, appreciate you admitting it.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, but ooh. I think that's the thing is you need them admitting it, because previously when they didn't admit it, we were mad. Like, hey, just at least tell us that
maybe,
you know it's wrong.
Yeah.
I think that it's not satisfactory because mm-hmm. there's nothing that's going to be satisfactory mm-hmm. besides going back and actually changing the outcome, which we know.
Not
going to
happen.
Like, space and time will not allow us to go yeah. back and change those in history. Now, they do need to be better about what the accountability is on the back end. I know that, and I think that that's where, in the NFL side, where they talk mm-hmm. about wanting to change their CBA or negotiate differently with their CBA to have more reaction
yeah.
to an ability to change things off of mm-hmm. accountability. I think that that's something that we need to see more of in the league. I just don't know exactly how we get
Never,
there.
Ever, ever will there be any changes made. Ever. Number one reason, because the gambling has already been paid out. The bets have already been paid out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Oh, yeah, and that's also a great point. Like, you can't alter the game afterwards because,
They've already made the payment.
Yeah, that goes really well. But, yeah, if you're mad about the officiating, the league, you have league paperwork with a letterhead telling you that you're right.
Cool.
I was also returning to this game, though, and not just because of this game, but because of what time it is. Now, what is the date of today, John Lopez?
It is December 17th. Hey, wait a minute.
We said the 15th is when trades could be done based essentially. It was like a de facto trade opening because a lot of the deals that were done in the offseason now are tradable contracts again. And so this is the time where we can return ostensibly to the concept of you need a point guard.
Yeah.
Do you trade for one? I think with this Denver game, one of the things I was looking at and thinking about is I don't know that there's a trade out there that is doable to make for this Rockets team that's actually helpful.
Well, that last part, doable, but also would make a difference, you know, make a tangible difference.
And I mean, that was the thing is hopefully we get to this point and we see something, or at least from my perspective, was like, hopefully I get to this point and maybe things would have shaken out to where we have some ideas as to what could be a answer for these circumstances. Because right now, I think it's fair to say, having Alperen Şengün as the hub is a partial answer, not a complete answer. Kevin Durant with the ball in his hands is something that I think is just generally going to happen and is good. But we're seeing how the turnovers can happen with that. And funny enough, I actually went and did this. I sent you guys a text about this, funny enough. There is Basketball Reference keeps track of bad passes that lead to turnovers. I didn't realize this was a stat that they kept explicitly like that. If I try and do that per game, he's actually turning the ball over with bad passes less than he has dating back all the way to when he was playing in OKC. So, like, he's had moments where he's had the ball in his hands a lot more and he's had more turnovers, bad passes Kevin Durant has. It feels like they're happening in prominent moments. So I would still like to have somebody to handle the basketball. And looking at Bleacher Report put out a trade possibility for every team. And the one that they came up with for the Rockets is Jayshon Tate, Tari Eason, a pick for Peyton Pritchard.
What does that do for you?
I like it. Peyton Pritchard, fantastic shooter. He could play the point a little bit. Little guy.
Well, more specifically, what does that do at point guard?
And my thought was, don't you got Peyton Pritchard at home?
That's what I'm saying.
And that's where the realization is.
Man, you can't have two white point guards.
That's right. You can't be enough.
And there's that too.
Unless you play enough. In Boston, you can't. Boston or Utah.
Yeah, Boston gonna be pissed if they trade him, man. That brother is a god there, man.
Yeah.
But my larger point outside of the very true fact, the figure you just stated, is I think I have come around, which I'm sure that you'll appreciate knowing the stances that I've had on Reed Shepard, to the idea of, I feel like the answer as of right now is just Reed needs to be doing more of the ball handling.
Well, not only that, I think you would stunt Reed Shepard's growth if you bring someone like that in. And I said it from the beginning of the season, you know, I just felt like you needed a true point guard that could do the things that point guards do, not necessarily just handling. And we understand he's got deficiencies defensively, but because he can also, you know, shoot the ball on a team like this that runs through the post or through KD a lot, and you can get some open looks. Where are those minutes going to go if you make that kind of trade? That's where I would be. I'm with you. You know, I think Reed Shepard, and he's earned it. And he's not only has he earned it, we're seeing game to game that he's getting the minutes that maybe some people didn't expect.
And maybe more importantly, right, because, again, I'm using this game versus Denver on Monday as a touch point for the entirety of the, 20-some games that we've had to start the season. I think it's shown that when Reed, when he gets minutes, when he gets, actually just any of these games where he gets minutes, they're not losing those minutes mm-hmm. as you would think that they might with the defensive liability is. Even in this game versus the Nuggets, down the stretch they attacked him. They definitely hunted him. But they didn't exclusively hunt him.
No.
And I do wonder if maybe that changes in a playoff game where they go, all right, now I'm just going to keep hitting this weakness. Right. Maybe so. But for the regular season, they didn't exclusively hunt him. And they still won those minutes when he was in there and they were hunting him on defense because of what he adds on offense. So I, in addition to the fact that Amen Thompson clearly is not a lead guard in the way that you want him to be. He's mm-hmm. still fantastic in what he does for this team and being a guy as, you know, obviously a defender clearly, but then also being a guy who plays in the dunker spot and gets to the rim and dunks at the rim and finishes mm-hmm. things up. I think all those things are still there, but he's not a lead guard. We talked about the Şengün. I love that, but it can't be the entirety of it. KD, I think that all those things point to you need to now just put it in Reed's hands and let him try and be something like a Peyton Pritchard in some regards, but also maybe more foundational, fundamental to running the offense.
No, and they gave it a good shot, a good run with a man, and you're still going to get that. But I think you know they're realizing, and we're seeing it in the minutes played. They're realizing that there is more benefit. You mentioned the Nuggets game. I mean, he had a big shot down the stretch. A huge shot.
Literally, think about the, because I loved how Ron came in yesterday and he was like, man, all of the moments in that game, you're going back and forth with Jokic hitting big shots, mm-hmm. big shot hitter, MVP. Murray hitting big shots, big shot hitter, like inherently. Yeah. Kevin Durant hitting big shots, maybe the greatest scorer in the history of the basketball, in the NBA. Şengün mm-hmm. getting big buckets. He's come to be that guy. He's on the long list for MVP. Yeah. And then Reed Shepherd is along with those guys hitting big shots. Like I think that is a microcosm of what you can get from him, what you were hoping to get mm-hmm. from him. And it feels like, especially now that you've hit this point where I go, I don't know that you have a better option in the trade market. I don't think that you have a better option with what you've experimented thus far. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably the time, even me having my qualms about defense and all these other things, I think I'm also in the boat where it's like it's time to give Reed Shepherd the ball, man.
I agree.
So there you go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I'm also, though, interested how the rematch comes, obviously, this Saturday. I think Tari Eason, hopefully, cross our fingers, should be available for that. I'm hoping that maybe Tari, especially with them being hopeful for Monday, Tari should hopefully play in New Orleans mm-hmm. tomorrow, and that'd be great if you could have him in the rematch. But then also, soon, hopefully very soon, hopefully by the turn of the calendar, Dorian Finney-Smith is back, and you get to see them find their rotation fill out again. But yeah, put the ball in Reed's hands. Per me. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to what's popping, where a legend in a sport is retiring. And also, do you hang the banner for the NBA Cup or not? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next. All right, let's get into what's popping here on this Wednesday. The fellas will get back at practice as they gear up for week 16 versus the Raiders. We'll see if we get a little bit of information once that starts coming down. One of the things that is coming down, Marcus Harris, I called him Michael Harris, apologies to him earlier, 2024 draft pick by the Texans. He is on the practice squad. Or, sorry, 2026 draft pick on the Texans practice squad. There we go.
Yes.
A defensive tackle. He's been playing with the Tennessee Titans earlier this season. Mm-hmm. I believe 13 games, 4 started, if memory serves. I don't know personally if he's going to be the answer defensive tackle wise, but another body to add in there with the likes of Ndubuisi and Junior Tafuna of bodies that are in there that could possibly be elevated or be, you know, utilized to add into the role that has been vacated with Tim Settle and Mario Edwards going down for the season in back-to-back weeks.
They're kind of doing what they did earlier in the year at cornerback. They're just spitballing. Remember there was a little stretch there where they brought in like 2 or 3 or more cornerbacks, just like, let's see what we got. And then they kind of funnel it down to a rotation. I think that's what they're doing. They need defensive tackles. They know it. We know it. And they're just going to find, you know, see if anything works.
Yeah, so there's that. But then also at the same time, a little bit of news per Aaron Wilson of KPRC2 saying that Darrell Taylor, now this is a defensive end, mm-hmm. Who's been on IR ankle injury, making progress. And I guess according to him, he's expected to be medically cleared in the next couple of weeks. Does that do anything for you as well?
You know, you asked me that during the break, and I said, not really. And I didn't mean to be harsh with that because he had a really good preseason. We were talking about him, you know, really being maybe having some, you know, impact in terms of a rotation and such. But then it just didn't shake out, even before the injury. So I'm just wondering where he stands, and he just might be an afterthought at a very deep position.
Right, defensive end. That's the thing is, I like, don't feel bad, because I actually would have had the same answer. Yeah. Like, not really.
Not really.
Like, there was early on in the season it felt like he was adding. I don't know that it kind of fell by the wayside. And also you got some guys back, remember, from injury on the edge. I feel a lot better having, obviously, your studs on the edges. But then I like what Barnett gives you. Mm-hmm. I like what you get from Horton and such. I like what this edge rushing team is right now. And I don't know that I need. Yeah. I liked the idea coming in to see, but I'm very much more settled in what they have right now. Some other things that are poppy. Yesterday, it felt like out of nowhere. I'm going to be entirely honest. We get the notice that a great, all-time great, if you ask me, is retiring. This from the sport of boxing. Terrence Bud Crawford, who just recently won another belt, getting a win over Canelo Alvarez earlier this year, announced that he is retiring from boxing. He is the sixth male five-division champion. The names that are along with that, you want to talk about Thomas Hearns, Sugar Ray Leonard, Oscar De La Hoya, Floyd Mayweather, Pacquiao, and
that's a Hall Bud of Fame.
Right. He's in his career, anything from lightweight, light and welterweight, light middle, and then he went up two divisions to super middleweight to fight Canelo, got belts in all of those. I think he's a clear-cut all-time great. Like, as it happened, it felt weird to me because I thought, damn, it feels like there's so much more to achieve for
him. I didn't
know
he was that old. He's 38.
He is 38, and I stopped and thought about it. I was like, I don't know if there is more to achieve for him.
I mean, there's always going to be the lure of, you know, another fight and another big purse. That happens all the time in boxing. But it might be real this time, and I have so much respect for these guys that can go, and I just looked up the weight for super middle. It's a minimum of 160 pounds. So he's fought and won championships from 135 to 160 plus.
Yeah.
That's doing something.
Yes.
Right there. That's doing something.
Like
right
the dudes that can manage to change all those different weights, and that inherently means you have to change styles, are tough. Oscar De La Hoya, Golden Boy, he seemed to come out in a little bit derision saying that Bud Crawford only fought two dudes, like two real good fighters in his career. Mind you, it's a 42-0 career, I believe, the number for him. I think if you are trying to disparage his record, maybe you say he hasn't fought a lot of good dudes, quote unquote, I think it's also worth contextualizing that there are dudes that have run from Bud Crawford.
There have been.
Whether because they're afraid of his talent or what sucks about the boxing game is that it's moved further and further away from like the actual pugilism, the science of it, the beauty of it, to the sell of it. Which, to be fair, you want to make sure this is lucrative. And people have said for a while that you don't build a big fight like he doesn't draw.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's necessarily true, but I understand where that thought has come from. He's put some great boxing matches together, and I think that he retires in a way that is befitting of a dude of his stature.
The titles speak for themselves. Whether they were dodging him or he made it more about the purse or whatever, it's just hard to ignore. Now, I don't think there's any question that if you mentioned those other guys, Hitman and Sugar Ray Leonard and De La Hoya, who probably just talks too much, by the way.
That's right.
And Mayweather and Pacquiao. He doesn't necessarily resonate like that, but the titles speak for themselves.
Yeah. So salute to Bud Crawford, Nebraska's own, a fantastic fighter, and goes out on top, man. Yeah. Goes out on top with a grip of belts still in his way, which makes sense. Like, do you remember where the sanctioning body was like, in order to hold the belt, you got to like pay the, I don't remember exactly what the wording is, but pay the fees that are associated with, he's like, you could have had a belt. And it's like, oh, that makes sense as to why he was not planning on holding on to them for too long. He's like, I'm going.
You can have it.
I'm good. Yeah. So, shout out to Bud Crawford. Shout out also to the New York Knicks beating the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA Cup Final. I got to be honest, like, we don't have to break this down. I don't know how much love you're going to get here locally from a Knicks-Spurs game. However, this was fantastic basketball, and I will not hear anything of the to the contrary.
No, I think it was good, and I think also there is a place for the NBA Cup. You heard the question of the day. It's still a little bit contrived and pushed too much, but it was fun, and it was a standalone, like literal standalone in the entire league, so it was good in Vegas. Did you see that Adam Silver's thinking about moving the game to, quote, storied college basketball venues?
Now, you talk about contrived. That's contrived.
That is very contrived.
So they're going to play this at Duke Indoor and think they're going to get that experience?
That's exactly where I would. Cameron Indoor, what does it seat? 7,000, 6,000, something like that? You're going to play it in there?
I mean, it's not crazy far off from some of the scenes.
That's on the list. I mean, that's one of the most storied. I mean,
that's got to be one. Maybe Fog Allen in
UCLA, Lawrence, Kansas. Yeah, some of those. But that's it. That's a bit much.
Yeah, or I guess you could also go with Kentucky. I probably should not leave that out.
Rupp Arena,
right? Rupp is definitely one. I don't know, because what makes those environments are, I hate to say the kids, because it's also a lot of people locally that surround that team.
It's the college environment.
It's that, I don't know that you're getting that just because you play that there. I think that would be a misstep. Mm-hmm. I do not think the NBA Cup is a misstep. I know that people are annoyed by it, but I think also it is your job to be annoyed by it. This is not inherently for you. I think it's more for the younger ones that are going to grow up in this generation and have have another thing to look at as an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Which I think the Knicks are the perfect team to win this. A team that hadn't won since, what, the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
An NBA championship.
1973.
And they still haven't won an NBA championship, but they've won something in an NBA Cup, and they were celebrating like it. I mean, I don't know how many Knicks fans you know. The Knicks fans I know and the Knicks fans that I have an opportunity to be privy to, they were celebrating like this was something. I mean, I like using this word. I probably shouldn't, but I do. Spike Lee looked post-coital after this game.
On the other hand, the Knicks themselves said they're not going to put up a banner. The other previous winners did. And I actually am good with that. You know, you win the NBA Cup, no matter what it becomes, it doesn't become. It is a tournament that they participated in, that the NBA, you know, gave an award. It's standalone. I wouldn't mind putting up a banner. The other two teams did. I don't understand why the Knicks don't.
Well, the Knicks are doing this thing where they're like, our arena is so storied, and how could you raise a banner like that? I'm like, how could you raise a banner at all? How about that?
Yeah.
When was the last time you rose a banner?
And it's a shot between the eyes, so to speak, at Adam Silver. Like, screw your little tournament.
Yeah, but
it's not worthy of our Mecca.
The funny thing about that is that's not the way they acted about it, right? Like, you look at the fan base and even the team themselves, man, I know – a lot of them, I'm sure, were excited about, here's the money, the $500,000 that we get to pad our paychecks with, which, again, I hear Barkley to that extent of, it's sad that that's what's necessary to get these hard-fought games.
Mm-hmm.
But even someone like was a Tyler Kolek, a dude who I don't know if you know, and I honestly did not know a lot about going into this game. He had a fantastic game. He was sitting with that trophy, and he was ogling it. He was like, look at this thing that I won. Hey, man, these dudes are still competitors, and winning things means something, you know? So I thought that was really cool. I would hang the damn banner, man.
Yes, I would too, and I'm not, like, the biggest fan.
The Lakers hung their banner.
The Lakers did, yes. Yes.
I'd hang the banner.
What was the other one?
But Indiana? The Knicks is too historic.
Yeah, Indiana, I believe, also.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey, man, hang the banner. Especially the with y'all. Banner. I bet y'all would hang an Eastern Conference championship banner.
Yeah.
I bet y'all would hang a division championship banner.
Those I don't like.
So why not? Why not hang a banner to a thing that is a legitimate thing to win?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
And then one more thing before we go in what's popping. Notre Dame Heisman finalist running back Jeremiah Love has indeed declared for the draft. Aren't you happy that I did not call him Julian Love?
I am, because I probably would have either. I love that kid, no pun intended. I think he's going to go really, really high in the draft, which leads to the question I have for you guys. Jeremiah Love, the over-under on his draft spot has been set at 11.5.
Over.
Over, or no, like, over as in higher?
Over as in higher. So I guess, like, under is the way
let's just call it over. He'll be above 11.
Yeah, the sports book will get my money just because I'm too stupid to realize what the number what it means.
1 through 11. Let's put it that way. Is he going to get drafted 1 through 11 or after that?
Yeah, 1 through 11 is my.
I'm gonna say 1 through 11.
I am too. I thought it would be a more difficult question.
No, I think that he's the type of the caliber of player where we talk about him in the likes of the Gentry and the Bijan and the dating back the Ezekiel Elliott. I think those are the types of guys that you go, they can change a program with what they're doing at the running back position. Even understanding that the draft gives you the opportunity of finding, like, hell, a Woody Marks in the 4th round, like finding guys that can impact games and be running, you know, solid runners for you later in it. But when you get those guys that can impact the game in a particular way, like Jeremiah Love, who ran for 1,300 yards this season, 18 touchdowns, and 6.89 yards per carry.
Man, he's a stud, man.
Like, I think that those are, now, the circumstance, though, that then shows up is there a team like the Raiders who will draft him but is not prepared to utilize him? That'd be the last thing I'd
I was going to say, it might be some people out there or some teams that saying, we need to build the line first and all that stuff. But it been some teams, I mean, I don't know who's picking where yet, but if the Chiefs are there and he's on the board, the Chiefs are running up to the podium.
They will take him.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Don't piss me off.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's the scary thing. Like, we celebrating the Chiefs, you know, being out of the playoffs.
They're 12 right now. If they lose some games, because aren't they gonna have
Minshew out here playing quarterback? They could lose some games here.
Mm-hmm. So how do the Texans get into the top 11?
They got to package up whatever high pick they have, and the high pick next year.
Oh Lord, the Titans are 3 right now. The Titans with a young quarterback and Jeremiah Love.
Actually, I don't think they're going to grab him if they was at 3.
All right, so draft order currently, if the season were to end today, Giants 1, Raiders 2. Raiders not going to – Giants, Raiders both recently drafted running backs. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Titans. That feels like a plausibility. The Cleveland Browns just took a running back recently. The Jets, they still have Breece Hall, but they're looking to move him. Maybe that's an option that they go for, even though I don't know how much they need it. The Cardinals, I don't even know where they're starting with fixing their stuff. New Orleans – Washington could be interesting. We talk about surrounding the talent over there, but they have some things to handle. Cincinnati, I feel like they've got more fish to fry. Hey, man, we're starting to get to the place where we're talking about Rams at 10, I don't know if they'd go there. Miami, Kansas City.
You said who at 10?
The Rams. The Rams are taking they're taking Atlanta's pick because, remember, Atlanta traded
a future first-round pick
to get a pet. That team,
I totally forgot about that.
Why are the Atlanta Falcons like this?
That was the dumbest thing a team did in a long time.
They make
me
so mad sometimes. I don't even like them. They make me mad. Why would y'all do that? Investing any emotion in them.
You're supposed to play keep away against these type of teams, man.
God, the Atlanta Falcons, man. Anyways,
there's gonna be some movement.
I'm like, wait a minute, the Rams.
Yes,
top 10
because of the stupid Atlanta Falcons. I don't even know why I let them do this. They're not my team. Mm-hmm. I don't have emotional. It's just they're so dumb.
It's like Figgy said, you're just like, why are you doing that?
They're so dumb.
Yeah, you got to play keep away with the Chiefs, the Rams, and probably some other teams too. Yeah. A couple other teams.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do a little Would You Rather Texans edition. And these ones are a little different. Let's tap in with the Texans. Headed into week 16, would you rather? 713-572-4610. Let's play it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.